Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Victory lap. Maybe we've taken too many. I don't know. But what happened at the Jersey Shore, and particularly with Rich's show and mine, was as big of a day as I can remember in talk radio. And it's the type of thing that some people, we mentioned this yesterday, a Twitter war going on back and forth with this one guy and Trump and everything else. They just don't get talk radio. They just don't have any sense of it. And they just think it's a bunch of knuckle draggers who don't know anything and are weirdos, or it's just hateful, or any sort of connection to that. Well, all I know is I would offer up, when Joe Sebelia led us in God Bless America because of Kate Smith, the connection to the town, and people in that bar and people around, and how much stuff I got on social media from people about that. That's what they miss. So, okay, keep on. Don Lemon this week really incensed people and outed himself. Well, we knew it already. But the base is constantly energized. And you got to hope more and more people. I'll play you this hour. Some women at a diner on CBS early show over in Norristown, I think they enunciated a number of these messages. It was like a focus group. They put them on with one of their lead anchors. And as long as Trump continues to hit these same kind of points, he's going to win Pennsylvania. That's what I'm watching the most. I don't know Wisconsin. I don't know Michigan day to day. But here in Pennsylvania, I think he's on the right track. All right. Now, Hallmark is the latest, and they're blaming millennials and Gen Z. Just are not sending greeting cards, and even their parents have moved to digital salutations. Now, I've talked about this, Dan, over the years. And look, a nice greeting card and all that, sending a note, it's a good thing. But, Ro, it's an arms race. You know, these things are up to $5, $6 now. Could she really send out as many as $200 to $300 a year? I've started to calculate for the month of January. I believe she's sent out 11 so far, okay? So we're up to about $66 to $70, as far as I can tell. And January's a slow month. When we get near Valentine's Day, then we get into the birthday season and all that stuff. How about Maisie? Is she a Valentine's Day?
No.
No, none of that stuff. So you don't have to worry about the card.
And you know me, I'm so quick. I'm the self-loathing millennial. You know, I'm so quick to trash it, but it's such an easy cop-out in this situation to say, oh, it's the millennials' fault. No, Hallmark, if you don't charge $7 for a damn card, maybe you'd still be doing well. You can go to Five Below, get a card for $3, $4. You can go to a dollar store and find a card for a dollar.
Hey, that's a good tip. That's where I have to be heading. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get two for a dollar at the dollar store.
Yeah, exactly. So Hallmark's charging $7 for something that's charged $1, and now they're trying to blame other people.
Okay. I got to set the rules on this, though. Wall Street Journal. You guys have to agree with me on this. You can't send a text that says, sorry for your loss. You can't do that.
Why not?
What?
No, you're not able to text when you're breaking up with a woman. You can't text.
Are you going to give her a greeting card to break up with her?
No, you don't have to give her a greeting card, but you have to face her. I don't even know if you can do it over a phone. It's got to be, and it can't be a walk and talk. That's a Seinfeld reference when there's something like this. You can't be interrupted and all. You have to state the reason why. If you want to say it's not you, it's me, all right, you can do that. You can't text, but you certainly can't text.
I've texted it before.
You can't text Kobe Bryant's wife or something like that. You can do that initially.
Sure.
But you got to send a card.
No, you do not.
What's your deepest thoughts?
No, no.
Oh, my God.
Dom,
this
cards,
is just barbarian.
Cards are the equivalent of, it's a leftover from telegraphs.
No, like, it is not.
Like, yes, it is. So we're in the internet age now.
I met your dad. I don't know, but your mom is just
sentiment,
gotta get on the phone. Something's. And Joe, yours too. They'll be ashamed of yourself. I may have to interrupt Ro at pre-K to get a ruling.
All right, Dom,
I like cards. Don't,
I'd say 80%. Dom, I'd say 80% of your followers on Facebook are boomers, right?
I don't know about that.
All right, no, but okay. But when you have a birthday, how many people send you birthday cards?
Oh,
people just say happy birthday on Facebook.
Yeah,
that's the way of the world.
No, wait a minute. You're not getting out of it, though. All right, the happy birthday, that's fine. But sorry for your loss in a text. No, that's it.
Yeah, if I'm going to send a card to them, I'll send a text to them instead.
No, you can't do that. You're out. That's it.
Send
that's
a card.
We got a rule on this. You took away my gavel, just misappropriated.
Sorry,
here.
I'm doing work over here.
Yeah,
I'll bring it back up.
You can't be doing work. You knew I was going to hit the gavel on that, even as weak as it is.
That's the drum roll, Dom.
All right, yes.
Let me get the mouse. Give me the mouse. Give me the mouse. Let go
of
your mouse.
All right, go ahead.
Let go of your mouse.
All right.
There we go.
We need a mediator for the two of you. My goodness.
My goodness.
I'll take on the role.
All right, so I'd love to have you get in on this. Look, Hallmark, I don't understand how they're such a genius at the network they put on TV. And it's true with this. They just are overcharged continuously. They've lost their place. I think what they tried to do, what's the wildest genre of Hallmark cards out there. You know, they have a card for everything. That's how they tried to replace the revenue. So I get the criticism of the cost, but you got to send a card if someone died.
I don't understand who doesn't. That makes no sense to me.
Well, the Wall Street Journal says that they introduced this, Joe, the broader shift to online shopping, younger consumers, yada, yada, yada. Then they say, do you send paper greeting cards for special occasions? They'll send a text that says, sorry for your loss. That's how things get done. You can't sell a horse and buggy when cars are moving off the line. I get that. Instead, people are celebrating friends and family for free over social media. But doesn't it, you know, when you actually get a card and there's a thought in there that the person writes, you know, that's...
Why is
I like a handwritten sentiment. It comes from the heart. It's pouring right from your heart to your wrist, hand.
And Joe, you also use a typewriter instead of a computer.
Well. Now, when it comes to death, though, you got to draw a line here.
Come
on. Christmas card, I think it's gauche if you don't send a card, but okay. But death, sending a text, no. It's the modality of a text doesn't fit something that solemn. That's
how about
the point.
You pick up the phone and give them a call?
That too.
Well, that too. But you still have to send a card.
No, you really don't.
That's in the aftermath. Okay.
I send like a $25, $30 mass card to somebody.
There you go.
Somebody dies.
When my
right,
grandfather died,
more.
If I got a card from a friend of mine, yeah. I'd be like, dude, you're weird.
What?
Like, if
not
they called
that,
me, I'd think it was sweet.
You have to send a mass in their honor. Joe's right. In addition to the card.
Wow.
It's got to be a mass card. Let's go to Nick in Ridley. Nick, you're with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, Dom, great show today. Really love it.
Hey, let me ask you before you give me your actor, Nick. You're not sending a text to someone where a loved one died, right?
No.
Thank you. Thanks. There's still hope.
Yeah, I'd rather make a phone call, if anything, even besides the card.
Yeah, okay. But, the phone call is appropriate. But I just think when you get a card... You know, like a few days later and all, it's a good chance to put your thoughts down. But a text, I can't imagine. Oh, sorry he died. come on.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, Dom, can I say one thing about the impeachment?
Sure.
All right, first of all, these people are a bunch of hypocrites. They could care less about the Constitution. That's a joke. And I don't want Roberts involved in any decision-making. And Philbin, in my opinion, Philbin is the highlight of the whole thing.
Let's drill down on that a little bit. This Philbin guy, even though he doesn't look like it, I am bold enough to say I think he was the best of the Trump managers. I think you're right.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'll tell you, I'd have him on my side any day.
No, you're right about
that. And one thing.
Yeah.
One thing about Adam Schiff, I got a new nickname for him. No upper lip Schiff. If you look at his face, he has no upper lip.
I might steal that one. A week from now, I'll send you a card. I stole that one. No upper lip Schiff. It kind of rhymes. Who's your character actor?
Dom, in my opinion, the greatest character actor of all time was Carl Malden.
Yep. I have to give you at least one ding for that. We'll see what the millennials say here. But, Nick, Carl Malden's a great one. I could go watch... Another dog. We're getting a lot of. Let's calculate how many dogs listen to the show. I don't know if cats are or not, or if they rejected it.
They had a dog translator in the background. He's getting impeached. Yeah. He's gonna be impeached.
Send them now. You can send a text to progressives tonight at 2 a.m. That would be appropriate. A nice text summarizing.
How about a
this.
Greeting card?
Yes. I wonder if there'll be a greeting card. Sorry, you lost again. Sorry, you couldn't destroy the Constitution. Sorry, you're following Adam Schiff. Joe, somebody called in. He had to hang up. I was looking for memes because Twitter's going to be aflame tonight. This guy had a pretty good meme, right, that summarizes the whole thing. What was it?
Yeah, the guy said that it should be Jerry Nadler's face photoshopped on Jerry Seinfeld's body, and it should say, Jerry's show, the impeachment about nothing.
That is beautiful. That is a winner, and that's doable. We can get that one going. It's another Jerry. About nothing, and on Seinfeld's body. Perfect.
Very well thought out.
By the way, Dan, Seinfeld has a book coming out in October. Get him on. All right, get him here for speaker series on it. All right, it's first time in 25 years. It's every bit of his comedy put into one book. Speaking of jokes, John Delaney dropped out yesterday from running for president.
Who?
Remember Delaney?
I didn't even know he was still in the race.
Yes. Well, he did it because they're on the cusp of Iowa. He wanted everyone to know that he ran for president up until then, and he dropped out. We were all wondering, when would he decide? He's officially now out. I don't know if he has vice presidential aspirations or what it is, or he wanted his name out there again. He was one of the moderates, a businessman, is now out. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, more of your calls, and I want to play you a little bit of this eight women of all different political stripes over at Gem. It's a diner in Norristown. I don't know why they got the tip to go to Norristown, and they think that's they get a good pulse of the suburbs. CBS did this. I think they did a good job. I think they were fair. And I think maybe they get it that female voters in these four Collar counties could be one of the major deciding factors for Pennsylvania. And that means a major deciding factor for who's going to be president. 855-839-1210 and AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. And would you text someone who suffered a loss? Or do you have to send phone call? Maybe they don't want to be bothered by that point. That's why you send a card, too.
Les Wenzel on Twitter says, my husband recently died. Lots of people sent emails. It was fine, but the cards were definitely creepy.
The cards were creepy?
How is that creepy? It's
thoughtful.
How is
that creepy?
Les, call in.
Yes. How is a card? See, I have to establish some boundaries. Look, I'm a libertarian, how people think and all. But if you're texting, my God, something's wrong with you. I need the mothers of the world out there.
Do you believe in thank you notes, Dan? I'm a big believer in an actual physical handwritten thank you note.
Absolutely, particularly if it's a job interview. Only about 1 out of 8 to 10 people do that, and they're the ones that get the job or get it in the future.
Yeah, I'll do that, but I'm not going to send it on a Hallmark card.
Well, not a Hallmark card. You can have
or
your own
greeting card.
You can have your own stationery.
I'll write a quick note back, or
and
maybe I'll email
the
note.
No email. A physical
card stock.
Why even go down this alley?
Why?
But why? We always have this discussion of, oh yeah, it's great to send a handwritten note. Yes, it sure is.
Right.
Yeah, but
not
it's
creepy.
I don't know how it really fits into this at all.
Well, the only thing is my handwriting's so bad, I might have to have a handwriter help me with it to send the note. I'll dictate it to them. Sometimes I do that with Roe. All right, some of the Super Bowl prop bets. I love these things. Dom Giordano's show, coming to your calls in a second. National anthem, length of the U.S. national anthem with Demi Lovato. 2 minutes, over 2 minutes, 1 second. under 2 minutes, 1 second. The Gladys Knight national anthem run for 2 minutes, 1 second was in a Super Bowl. That blew past the 1 minute 50 over under from the previous year. So they're pushing the line higher on this. That Demi Lovato will omit a word from the national anthem. You can bet on that. Length of the final brave, over 5.5 seconds, under 5.5 seconds. I got to take the under on that. Any player raising a fist during the national anthem. Okay? You bet on that. Any player taking a knee during the national anthem, I don't think that'll happen. Will there be a power outage? Will Andy Reid coach the Super Bowl in an Hawaiian shirt? Will Andy Reid eat a cheeseburger before the end of the Super Bowl broadcast? That might happen, you know, celebratory and all that. Will Andy Reid be carried off? I don't think so. I got to see if these guys could do this. I don't think Andy Reid's going to be carried off the field if he wins, all right? I love prop bets. I think they're creative. They're ingenious, the stuff they come up with. I didn't see any that are related to, you know, Hannity is doing the Trump interview. Since it's on Fox this year and O'Reilly's no longer there, I could just see O'Reilly if I got him on to handicap what Hannity does on Monday. And what would be the over and under of the number of times that Hannity just lets Trump talk for 2 or 3 minutes without interruption? That's one prop bet, okay? So that will be the big interview. You talk about a friendly interview. This will be beyond a layup. So Hannity does the Fox interview this year. Who would you like to see do the... I always liked O'Reilly. O'Reilly is good in these things. He really is, because he'll push a little bit without being overboard. He was very good with President Obama. Let's go to Kevin in Wilmington. Kevin, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Dom. When this thing ends tonight, I would love to see the Republican senators do the Nancy Pelosi clap like she did at the State of the Union.
That one where she looked over at Trump and leaned in and did that clap?
Yes. That would be perfect.
That would you stole my thunder. That is a great moment. Yeah, well, it's more with Adam Schiff, isn't it, even than Pelosi?
Yeah, well,
that's a good question. You know, Nancy Pelosi is the one that triggered this, but I got to say, Adam Schiff has been the most obnoxious of all time. It's very hard to beat him.
Well, they have to clear everything with Nancy, so he couldn't have, you know, did all of the things he did without her, you know,
yeah,
approval.
Well, and she was dragged into this, is my point, though, simply because the base of the party, that's where they are. So, yeah, that would be fun. Who's the character actor?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes. Even though, is Tommy Lee Jones ever, well, yeah, in The Fugitive. Well, no, Harrison Ford's the lead. Yeah.
Yeah, he got the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for that role, actually.
Yeah, he is. And the film, the Boston film where he plays a bomber, is pretty amazing. Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones is a big-time name and actor, but he is more of a character actor.
Yes, and you were talking about Hackman in The Quick and the Dead, where he plays that, you know, kind of corrupt sheriff. That's basically the same role he played in Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood.
Yes. Isn't that film?
So he basically reprised that role, you know?
Yeah, isn't Quick and the Dead, though, the number of big time, talking about people you'd have to pay $20 million to be in a film each. DiCaprio is the son. Hackman, Sharon Stone, Russell Crowe. It's amazing.
Yeah, and DiCaprio is so young in that movie.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 18 to 20 in that film. Yeah, definitely. Good one.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones. Excellent. This is going to be hard to decide. We've hit upon some really good stuff the last couple of days here. It's going to be very, very hard to choose the winner here. All right, so 855-839-1210. Man, I have people emailing me. They wish they could send a card excoriating Dan, a big Dan card with a thumbs down on it.
People we'll love their greeting cards, huh?
Yeah, they'd be lovely greeting cards. And this one woman says, stop your producer from even talking about the dollar store and all that. I can tell they're cheap. You got to buy a Hallmark card to her.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's a little bit
extreme.
She
drinks her coffee solely at Starbucks, too.
Yes, but I tell you, the thing in the Wall Street Journal, people actually texting. Sorry for your loss. Got to go. You know, come on. Let's go to 855-839-1210. Mark is in the Poconos. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Dom. Good to talk to you again.
Same here, Mark. Thank you.
You've already answered my question. I wanted to talk about Judge Roberts, but
I thought I'd break
right to my character actor. And to me, the quintessential, probably greatest of all time, is Ward Bond.
Well, Ward Bond is in one of the top 10 films of all time. It's A Wonderful Life, right?
Excellent. Yes. Bert the Cop, he played in It's A Wonderful Life. And he played countless soldiers, sailors, cowboys, and I think he was one of the greatest of all time. Anytime a movie comes on and he's in it, I want to watch it.
Good stuff. Absolutely. Yep, you're exactly right. Uh-oh, we just had dropped on here in the middle of the show. The Dom
yes,
Time calendar.
It's here.
Greg, let's get Greg on a mic, our boss here. All right. Oh, my God. This is such a dream that it's out there. It's tremendous. You guys did it right. And, Dan, we got to get a picture up as soon as we can here. Now, the Easter Bunny costume, that's the only one Ro thought was a little bit...
too much or a little creepy?
Creepy. Yes.
Creepy.
And too much. But
so,
my
favorite is Beach Dom, Bathing Suit Dom. That is my...
I look like I'm on an Italian beach or something with a hat. You know, it's the face of Italy. You like that one?
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's
my great. Favorite is standing with Trump that we threw that one in. Or the the football, Dom. That football is going at least 40 yards, Greg.
Both of your, both Dan and Joe have them, so I would love to hear everybody's favorite.
Yes. What do you say, Dan?
I can't even talk right now. This is so funny. I'm just going through every picture.
I can't even.
I think you look so regal in your revolutionary costume that I think August might have to be my favorite.
I like the 4th of July one. That one does look good. And the cover, you guys did a great job. The cover is, it's 2020. It's an election year. It looks like a yard sign.
Yes.
Dom Time 2020.
Oh, if you're a fan, you're going to want this calendar, that's for sure.
I got to go with Cupid, you know. The last person I want striking me
really
with an arrow is Dom.
It is a really good calendar. And, Greg, you were one of the guys shepherding it through those naysayers with this.
Spike Eskin and I are the ones who really put this through. And
well, just like I'm glad you're here, too, we're taking a victory lap. Mulligan's Bar and what went on there.
Oh.
To bring that off, people don't understand. They think we just make this happen and we show up and it happens. Took a tremendous amount of stuff from Walter Kosk, of course, and you getting there. And I don't think we've seen anything like that. I don't remember quite an event. I got to go to Nick Foles, but that was because of Foles. But for us, on our own and listeners.
At a bar in Wildwood in January, and Jonathan, who owns Mulligan's, came out and said it was the greatest day in the history of Mulligan's. I mean, as far as monetary they crushed it. He said 2 years prior on a rainy Labor Day was their best day, and we crushed that. So this thing on Labor Day, when everybody in the world is in Wildwood, and in January, we beat them.
Right, and I'd like to ask those people that showed up there. They weren't really intending to go to the rally, and once they sat there with us, some of them were there for 6 hours drinking Bloody Marys.
I know, because we all went there, came back, and most people just stayed and watched it on, and you know, because it was like a camaraderie thing. Somebody walked in and said, "It's almost like a rally in here," and I was just like, "Wow, we really
tapped absolutely!"
Into
and I think it sounded that way on
it
the
did.
Air.
It
sounded like a lot of fun, but also that kind of connectivity, and that's what people don't get about talk radio. It's not politics in the end. I've always thought it's a club.
Absolutely,
100%. That's what it is, and that's what people went in on. So.
We had a big game or a concert like atmosphere there, and we for a talk station that we are, you know, everybody looks they're old and stodgy and this and that. Like we brought everybody out, and it was a party, and it was an amazing time.
All right, so we'll have to talk. Where do people get these? Ultimately, I know there are three sponsors and all, but
they
we want to make them quite available.
Well, you're going to be busy in the next few months. We're going to be doing Dom appearances.
Perfect.
Where you're going to be doing calendar drops. So.
But sincerely, Greg, thank you for quarterbacking that. It was spectacular. To pull it off in the middle of that and to kind of own that locally here
was
shocking. I mean, it was arduous, too.
It was great.
I know how arduous it was.
Yeah,
like
and we had a meeting afterwards, and, you know, there's stuff we can improve on. The next one's going to be even bigger. So
yeah, we want to get more people on
absolutely.
Live at the bar when
yes.
you're actually there because that's the best part of it. So thank you.
No
Thanks
problem.
For the calendar, too. Dan, let me know when that's up on Twitter at DomShow1210.
Going up right now.
All right, it's going up right now. Thank you, and you guys had a lot to do with this, particularly Dan. I don't know. Wait a minute. The beach picture, they left me with the black socks on. Why did I do that?
I asked Dan early on. I said, is Don the kind of guy who wears socks and sandals to the beach?
No, not at all. I need that
exercise. I think it fits the part pretty well, actually.
Yeah, it's too Italian looking. The hat looks a little bit.
We want a reprint.
Right, yeah, I need a reprint to take the socks out.
They did a great job photoshopping you in there with Trump.
Yes, but I think the no, that's not Photoshop.
Oh,
yeah, and I have a thing here of the football throwing on a real football. I'm wearing a Brian Dawkins uniform when he was at his playing weight, which is a little bit difficult. And look at the grip on that football. Look at that form. It obviously, Dan, that's the one you ought to put up on Twitter. And somehow we can do that. People will say this man can obviously throw a football 50 yards. All right? So, there we go. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. We're coming to you. Neil Zorn here to tell us what's good. It's on TV. Game of the week. But in between that, this is kind of a victory lap day. Brexit, 4 o'clock in the morning, right? At 11 o'clock tonight, they break out of the EU, which is even worse, I think, than what we have in Washington. Then the Trump acquittal probably happens around, well, 2 a.m., I'm hoping, tonight. And then this week that we had together here. So the next event, Greg Stocker telling you that, the next event we have, like if it's a watch party or whatever, you have to come to it to see what we're talking about. You know, if you've said you would do that all along, oh, now they got the other boss in here, Frank Canal. Mocking this. But now it's a mockery of these photos.
I don't know just for that reason.
You know what? I don't think Dan should get the first one because or get any of these.
Joe got the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I got the first
well,
one.
Well, Joe does because Joe does the right things. He sends greeting cards. Dan sends
That's
a text.
Right.
Yeah, I ought to get a greeting card from everybody on this saying, wow, you look spectacular in that calendar. We need more.
Can I get an autographed copy, please?
Yeah, that's what I should be getting.
Yeah.
No
you beat
text.
Me to the punch.
No text accepted. So Dan thinks he's too clever after he screwed up today with the texting after a funeral. Sorry I couldn't be there.
At least I don't wear black socks on the beach.
Yeah. Did you put that one up on Twitter?
No, I didn't, but I will.
Okay.
At DomShow12 on Twitter.
Yeah, these are some of the outtakes from the calendar. There is a really good picture in there with me with President Trump, Joe, that is not Photoshopped. And it's various regalia throughout the year, including standing next to Big Dan as an elf.
Which is extremely upsetting because I specifically told them that the picture I wanted to use for the calendar was the one of you sitting on my lap.
Yeah, I wonder why that was overruled.
I don't know.
Yeah, Roe's not happy with the Easter Bunny one, though. So I'll give a full recount on Monday. You guys can put up some of the photos and we'll tell you about the calendar coming up when it's available out there. It looks spectacular, though, and it is in the mode of 2020, Dom Time 2020. All right.
I'm still laughing at the black box.
Yeah, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Got some great stuff today. Boy, you know, people really do pay attention to character actors. This being the 90th birthday, really, yesterday, of the great Gene Hackman. I like Gene Hackman better. As good as he is in Hoosiers, I like him. I think his character is Popeye Doyle in The French Connection. That's a better Hackman to me, as good as he is. And we're talking about tonight. How will you just breathe a sigh of relief? I don't know if there will be acquittal watch parties going on. I haven't seen any out there, but I bet somebody's organizing them. You know, that this incessant nonsense, that part of it will be over. Now, that doesn't mean they're not seizing Democrats on everything else imaginable, including saying it's the end of our democracy. Well, first of all, it's a democratic republic. That's the narrative today. And if it ends in a tie, you will see just an onslaught about how we have to change that in the future. I don't think it will be now. I'm starting to come around that Murkowski will vote for no witnesses tonight. And when this all plays out, it'll be 51-49. So this is a big, big moment, though, moving forward. And you know what Democrats are going to be saying, of course? They're going to be saying, he's still impeached for eternity, though. Really? Okay. By the way, I got a lot of stuff on social media. A lot of people like this point, and thank you for recognizing it, that when we talked about Bolton yesterday, and then Pat Toomey was on the show talking about that one-for-one trade and all that, which he denied, the two of them were examples of where we come, the evolution of the Republican Party. In other words, Bolton is the ultimate, let's always use military power, warmonger. Trump, get out of these entanglements, get out of these unending wars. Pat Toomey told us yesterday why he didn't vote for the new trade deal. And I heard his arguments, and that was what the Republican Party used to say. The Trump version of this is it is a compromise, but it's the type of thing that's going to help and protect American workers. And I think Republicans have to lean a little bit more to the Trump side of this versus the Toomey side of this. You know, if you want a great read, read Blue Collar Conservative, Rick Santorum. That's what Trump is. And Toomey is the Club for Growth Wall Street. And that's how Republicans used to get beaten. 855-839-1210. When you call in to hit us with your all-time favorite character actor, let's go to Washington Township. Anthony, good Friday. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, Anthony.
How about Bruce Dern?
Yes, Bruce Dern, but the only thing that comes to mind for Bruce Dern right now is that Vietnam film with Jane Fonda he was tremendous in. What's the best Bruce Dern film?
I mean, if something as new as The Hateful Eight, the Quentin Tarantino movie. You've got Digstown.
Oh, wait a minute. The Hateful Eight is an unbelievable film. Who does Dern play there? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, sorry, Don. I lost you.
Yeah. I'd have to think of who he plays, but...
General Smithers.
Am I
limited to one, or can I throw another at you?
Yeah, give us another one.
How about Michael Madsen?
Michael Madsen. Okay. All right, I'll take him. All right, thank you. Bruce Dern, though, is
a good one.
I have my winners so far, but I could be swayed here, like Lisa Murkowski, and Dan and Joe have to go in, too. Let's go to John in Glenside. And, John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good,
I'm calling,
John,
about the Hallmark cards.
Yes.
I stopped buying them because they're almost all made in China. And it's like $5 or $6 for a card made in China. Yeah, they get lost.
Yeah, they look better than the other cards. I think people know it. So do you buy cards at all, though, or you go to the dollar store, John? What do you do?
No, there's a local store, S&G Paper Goods. They have a lot of interesting cards there.
Okay.
And CVS down the street from me is like, you know, one block away. I don't even walk there anymore. I'll get my card somewhere else.
All right, so well, what do you think of these guys, though? Dan thinks he can text you if somebody dies.
Yeah, good. Good move. Means a lot to me.
All right. And who's the actor? Who do you have as a character actor?
Gabby Hayes.
Gabby Hayes. I don't even know if Joe, do you remember Gabby Hayes?
Wasn't he some kind of like a Western actor
or
something?
Yes, but he's got to be like 1,000 years old. Gabby Hayes, yeah. Wow.
That's a little bit before my time.
Yeah, I know. That's saying something. All right. Someday we have to do Joe's all-time older women that are glamorous to him. That would be a vortex moment. Coming up, yeah, let's go into the vortex now because Neil Zorn, our TV guy, will be here. Let's get the vortex machine ready to go.
Winter's coming.
No, that's not the vortex. There you go.
Close enough.
All right. And Joe, you are an expert on character actors. So who's numero uno for Joe Sebelius?
Oh, it's a tie. I'm stuck between, and I hate to mention this name again this week, Phil Hartman. I think he was brilliant in everything he was in. He made everything he was in just a little bit better.
Okay.
But I also have to say, for an old guy from the old Jack Benny show, Frank Nelson, who'd always go, yes.
Wow.
Remember that guy?
Yes, I do remember that, but my God. Joe, you top yourself every day. I know we say that, but it is true. All right. So Frank Nelson and Phil Hartman. All right. Very good. All right, coming up, more of your calls at 855-839-1210. And Neil Zorn will be here, our TV guy. There are some, go to somebody else here, Dan?
No,
Oh, okay. 855-839-1210. Coming up, Neil Zorn, we'll talk a little bit Super Bowl commercials with him and what's good that's on TV right now. I have a definitive can't be beaten all-time Super Bowl commercial, and it only appeared in the Super Bowl, and they never did it again. It has been voted the best. Sadly, we're going to see a Bloomberg gun-grabbing Super Bowl ad, and we are going to see some anti-cop ads with the help of the NFL this weekend. Oh, yeah. I got an update, too, on the story we got inside yesterday of this woman on the school board in Abington attacking the police. And we had on the Abington police chief. You may have missed some of that. It was unbelievable stuff. In the 11 o'clock hour, I'll tell you, there's a little bit more out there on that. And this Tuesday is the next school board meeting. Going to try to get over there. And I think hundreds of people are going to be there to say, maybe this woman shouldn't be on the school board. And I think she's outed herself. But you know who my real disappointment is? She's a progressive. She feels this way. What about the other eight people on the school board of Abington that didn't say a word when she was uttering all this stuff? How about them? What are they all about? Would that have been so difficult? Would that have been an act of bravery? Or wouldn't it have been very easy to do?
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.